Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC in New York, this is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. We're wrapping up Madonna Week today on our show, and we'll hear about two rock bands. One is the interactive video game Rock Band, which is going away. The other is J. Roddy Walston and The Business, which may never go away because they never seem to get off the road. Their journeys bring them to our studio today for a live set. Of course, they have a long way to go to match Madonna, who's been on the charts and on the road and on the silver screen since 1983. So as we finish up our Madonna Week festivities, let me read you an email that we got from one of our listeners earlier in the week. Jessica, here in New York, wrote in to say this. I love that you're doing a whole week of programming dedicated to Madonna. Please try not to focus only on her 80s and 90s material. For Madonna fans, her recent music and work is just as relevant and exciting as her older material. Now, Jessica makes a good point. Madonna's recording career turned 30 this year. That's why we're doing this Madonna Week, after all. And since it's currently 2013, that means that almost half her time in the biz has taken place after the turn of the century. So, today, we've invited Billboard editor Joe Levy to join us with a look at the modern side of Madonna. Joe, welcome back.
Hey, how are you?
Good to have you back.
Good to be here.
So, we have kind of focused, almost inevitably, on the Madonna of the past, of the 80s and the 90s. She's certainly still around today and, you know, topping the charts, at least in terms of, like, you know, live music and live touring and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. That tour behind MDNA, the last album, was the biggest tour of the year. When she goes out on tour, it has been for decades now, a magnificent production.
And Forbes has listed her as the top-earning celebrity this year. I mean, you know, ahead of Steven Spielberg, ahead of everybody, you know, whatever field they're in.
Pretty astounding, isn't it?
Well, is it? I mean,
yeah.
Isn't it
no, because we're talking about, go back to the 90s when she and Prince signed deals with Warner Brothers that were the biggest the record industry had seen. Prince signed his and then was angry and is still angry that Madonna got more. Now, that's going back 20-odd years ago.
Yeah.
Is Prince still the top earning celebrity in not just the music business, but the entertainment business at large? No, but there's Madonna.
Yeah.
That's kind of remarkable.
Now, she also did one of those Reddit AMA, Ask Me Anything. Hers was an Ask Me Almost Anything this week. A lot of the questions seem to be kind of nostalgic, looking back at the old days. And this tour that you're talking about, a lot of the set list were older songs as well.
I mean, I think the amazing thing is she keeps going and she keeps focusing current attention on her in the moment. Remember that MDNA launched with that Super Bowl performance,
right?
That was a big deal at the time. Now, look, she now qualifies. She's entering her fourth decade in her recording and performing career. She now qualifies as a veteran artist. Veteran artists always struggle. When they go out on tour, people want to hear the hits. You go hear Bruce Springsteen. Hey, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be 3 hours long. And did you show up to hear the songs from Wrecking Ball? Not so much. You showed up to see if Rosalita can come out tonight.
Right, right.
And whether or not you're at the top of your game as a performer, and we can argue about, hey, should the Stones still be doing it? People show up to hear the classic songs. And when they release records, when Springsteen releases a record, even when U2 now releases a record, you tend not to focus as much attention on the current release as when Madonna does. That's because she's always been great at manipulating the moment and manipulating the media. But I'm here to tell you that last record, that's a good record.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fascinating record, and it's a good record, and is so often the case with Madonna, she's not going to get the credit that she deserves for making music.
Well, now, you mentioned the record MDNA, which I know you liked a lot, but there was a lot of critical blowback to this record.
Critical blowback to a Madonna record? This has never happened before. It was completely different in the 80s. No, wait, it was the same, but it was completely different in the 90s. It's always this way.
So why do you like it when all of your colleagues are giving it?
Well, because I'm brainwashed and have been for quite a while. Because it is an angry, fascinating, and personal record of the sort that she hasn't made before. Her previous album, Hard Candy, it's a sex record. But this is a record about getting divorced. This is a record that is as bitter and as sad and as full of longing in its own way as, say, Blood on the Tracks. Is it going to get that same sort of consideration? No, it's not a lyric record in that way, but it is a record about emotional pain and about unbelievable bitterness and anger and real longing for the person that she's lost.
Let's hear an excerpt. The song is Love Spent from Madonna's MDNA. Love Spent from Madonna's last record, MDNA, her last studio record. There is the MDNA World Tour album that was released earlier this month as well. Joe Levy, editor of Billboard magazine, loves the record. Let me just ask you something. I mean, Madonna is known as a kind of a musical chameleon to rival David Bowie. You know, she's constantly changed her look and her aspect and the way she handles her image. You yourself said just a moment ago she manipulates the media. So how much of the emotional content of this divorce record feels genuine to you, and how much is just more...
It feels genuine to me. I mean, that's a judgment call,
yeah.
But the hold me like you hold your money, I guess if I was your treasury, you would have learned to treasure me. Hey, that's not Cole Porter, but I don't think she's kidding around, because she actually has no reason to make this record. She hadn't talked about the divorce publicly at that point. She has no reason to, make this particular kind of record. She could have made a I Will Survive, I Will Go On, Everything is Fine, Let's Go Out and Party. She could have made that record in her sleep.
Yeah.
This record is a challenge to make.
Right. And especially, you know, she's 55 now, and she's, you know, there's a whole host of younger musicians who want that throne that she
has. There are a whole host of younger musicians, let us be clear, who would not exist without her.
Now, that raises an interesting point. Let me play for you. This is one of the voicemails that's been coming in on our phone line during this Madonna week. This is Daria from New York.
My question about Madonna and Madonna's career is, how does John Schaefer and his guests see Lady Gaga versus Madonna? Am I just jaded, thinking that Lady Gaga is less musical or less talented, or just trying to imitate Madonna's career path?
What do you think, Joe?
Well, Lady Gaga isn't less musical. In point of fact, Lady Gaga is more musical, straight up, more able to sit down at the piano, play a song, sing a song, unaided by, technology.
Right.
But that said, Lady Gaga, sure. No Madonna, no Lady Gaga. Because Madonna is, there are many blueprints for Gaga, and one of the interesting ways is how she mixes them up. But no Madonna, no Lady Gaga, because Madonna doesn't, you know, clears the way, let us say.
Yeah.
For all of that meditation about fame and sex, Gaga updates it for the current moment, God knows. And she does many other things besides it. But, you know, I go back to the 90s when, at the time of her first or second record, Liz Phair said, I thank Madonna for kicking the door open for all of us. That's Liz Phair.
Right.
Indie rock goddess talking. That's not Lady Gaga. That's not someone working in the dance pop world. There are plenty of female musicians who acknowledge, and there should be more male musicians, quite frankly, who acknowledge that Madonna opened the door to try different things. She is a liberation artist first and foremost.
Now, so how does she compete with this younger generation of people for whom she has paved the
path? She's pissed at Gaga on that record, by the way. You're free to think that the lyrics about biters are addressed at someone else, but I don't. how does she compete? For one thing, she brings them into the fold. That's what she's been doing on the last three albums, recording with Justin Timberlake, recording with Kanye, recording with Nicki Minaj and MIA on this last record. But she competes by going out and doing her thing.
She's also doing other people's things,
how do you
it
mean?
Seems. Like the pictures of her wearing the grill on her teeth. And
I think the clearest example was on that last tour, the Riot Girl-like graffiti on her body changed from tour stop, but addressed current moments and often was about what was happening with Pussy Riot. And I myself was surprised by that. Madonna has always taken she's less an inventor than a, let us say, recombiner.
Like a synthesizer.
She didn't invent voguing,
right?
But she's the reason that many people in America know about it. But her Vogue was much closer to the voguing moment than, say, the body graffiti was to the Riot Girl moment, which is more than 20 years
20
old.
20 years, yeah, in the past. And then, of course, there's the moment at the Ultra Music Festival last year where she's asking the crowd if anyone's seen Molly. You know, she got into a little Twitter war with, was it Deadmau5?
She got plenty of blowback from people who were furious that she had associated dance music with drugs. What?
What a surprise.
Gambling at Rick's Place? I'm shocked by this accusation. You know, what they were angry about was that someone from the mainstream had come in and focused mainstream attention on something that, as we've seen, and seen very recently here in New York City, continues to be a problem in the dance music world.
Yeah, so I think that you know, has anyone seen Molly, which is the nickname for the drug known as MDMA, as opposed to her record title, MDNA, you know, people I think just thought that might have been a little irresponsible on her part.
She may have been cavalier about it in that moment.
Yeah. We're speaking with Joe Levy, the editor of Billboard magazine, as we reach the end of our Madonna week, looking at Madonna today. Was MDNA, the album, the tour, the album of the tour, does this represent a kind of comeback for her?
No, I think it represents just things going on. Let's be clear that the album of the tour is really a DVD. It's just the audio portion of a DVD. I'd be amazed if anyone buys a Madonna live album. What a stunning thing that would be. I'd just like to hear her sing live. I don't want to see the pictures. Who is that guy? I'd like to meet him. But I think this is all just a continuing. It's a refusal to stop and to stop moving forward. In that way, she is a shark. You know, she moves forward or she dies. And again, there's something unique about this. You know, at a time when most male musicians faced a midlife crisis, you know, the classic 60s guys hit 40, they hit 50, they made the worst records of their career. Street Legal, those Stones 70s albums, the Stones 80s albums, for God's sake. I mean, the worst records of their career, and they often did it by trying to keep up, right? Dylan trying to keep up with electro pop in the 80s. All of this awful, awful stuff. Whereas Madonna, who had always been about the current moment, continued on in the current moment, through the 90s, through the 2000s, made some of the most consistent albums of her career, made some of the great one-off singles of her career, those great odd William Orbit songs like Beautiful Stranger, these things that seemed almost like throwaways but were incredibly enjoyable.
Haven't we met? My chance on a beautiful stranger.
A little bit of Madonna's 1999 song Beautiful Stranger, written for the Austin Powers movie The Spy Who Shagged Me. Joe, you liked her most recent album, MDNA. What about the one that came beforehand, Hard Candy? Which, you know, sold 4 million copies in the 21st century. That's a big seller. The album beforehand, Confessions on a Dance Floor, sold 3 times that amount.
I would say it's a good record. You know, she's... To be fair in all of this, she did make her bad record, American Life, her revolutionary record.
Mm-hmm.
But then she did make 3 good to great records. Confessions on a Dance Floor is a very good, surprisingly consistent record. Hard Candy is an enjoyable record of the sort that she's made before.
Mm-hmm.
But then this last record, MDNA, to me, a surprise.
Well, if we go back to 2008, the album Hard Candy features, among others, Kanye West on this song called Beat Goes On.
It's an impromptu, I want you. Now I'm going to tell you what I want to do to you. Your girlfriend, she wants to. Beautiful. Just flew in from Perry, Boulevard. In a city that don't snooze. Smooze amongst the who's who's. And I use my select to get this one home. Why everything that feel good gotta be so wrong. Give me room now. I'm like a vampire under full moon now. And I don't know about you now. But I think I wanna try something new now. See what it do now. And when you sat down, cause you was losing your breath now. Cause you be doing it to death now. She be doing E to F now. What's left now? Mr. West now. Can you get any more fresh now? I think I just did, just now. Talking my yeah, that's it. I'm a professional, I admit that. Flashing lights, so I live that. Fame is a drug, wanna hit that. Cause I know exactly where to get that. Did you get that? Get down, BB. Gotta get up off of your seat. Get down, BB. Gotta get up off of your seat now. Cause I know exactly where to get that. Did you get that?
A little bit of Kanye West there on the Madonna song Beat Goes On from her 2008 album Hard Candy. She seems, Joe Levy, to be one of a handful of artists who's situated in such a way that she can kind of ride out this depression in record sales, because music is just a part of the Madonna experience.
Sure, music is a part of the Madonna experience. The selling of recorded music is a part of the Madonna experience. But for like a lot of artists, she's understood for a good long time that the business is a live business. If you're talking about making money off of music, you are talking about going on the road. You're talking about selling T-shirts and other merchandise to fans and selling tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why the last record came as a ticket bundle. You bought a ticket to the tour. You got a free download of the record.
Right. But it's never just been the music. I mean, she's the worlds of fashion, film. We've talked about that this week. And then there's this other project. Do you know anything about this Art for Freedom thing that she's talking about?
The project with Stephen Klein that she's just announced. No, I know what other people know, that it's meant to be an interactive art project of some sort around the idea of freedom, liberation, and censorship of the art. So these are things that she has been talking about for a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm. Joe Levy is the editor of Billboard magazine. We've been talking about Madonna all week. It's the 30th anniversary of that self-titled debut album. And Joe, great to see you again.
Good to be here.
All this week, we've been inviting you to share your Madonna moments. I want to thank everyone who's called us or emailed us. We've also gotten a few comments on our website at soundcheck.org. Cubics from Ontario says, "It was 1998. Ray of light had graced the face of the earth, and Canadian MTV was presenting Madonna-thon. I was a 10-year-old boy who was a little confused about these new feelings I started having for other boys. one video after another, and I soon discovered that not only was I falling in love with this open-minded, beautiful, and powerful woman, but through her art, I, for the first time, felt more normal than everyone else in the room. Since that day, Madonna has been a great source of inspiration and strength in my life. Carol from White Plains says, I knew her before she was the Madonna. I spent a month one summer at the American Dance Festival where she was a student, dressed in ripped leotards with safety pins. She started telling a story near the end of the workshop that she was going to go to Paris to become a rock star. Oh, sure, what an ego. Imagine my surprise when she came out with that first album. And Arby says, the first time I broke my toe, it was running into my bedroom to turn up the radio to hear a Madonna song. The song was Get Into the Groove. I heard it come on and raced into my room to turn up the stereo and promptly slammed my foot as I rounded the corner. For a number of years, my friends and I referred to it as the Break Your Toe song. It's not too late to add your Madonna moment. Go to soundcheck.org and click on Share Your Madonna Moment.